Hey, good day.
How you doing, pal?
You know, I'm good, man. I'm, you know, I often start these interviews off with, I'm tired. I got three kids, and there's a lot going on with them. But life is good, man. I'm a happy guy.
Good to hear it. I've got two daughters, but they're 20 and 18 now, so my tired days are long gone. Now it's just, hey, Dad, I need some money.
Those are coming. I'm saving up for those days.
I hope you don't mind, but I have to ask you about one of your older songs called Church.
Yeah.
I lost my dad to Alzheimer's a few years ago, and very few songs hit the way Church did when I heard that for the first time, because my earliest memories of Dad are fishing.
Mm.
They're fishing. And I thought, God, this song hits huge. Can you tell me a little bit about the story behind that song?
Have you heard the reason why I picked up that song?
No.
So this is really interesting. It's interesting that you say that, because about, I guess, 6 or 7 years ago, that song was pitched to us by some great writers down in Nashville. And I was like, oh, that's such a great song, but I didn't think it was for me. So I actually passed on it. And then about a week later, my manager, Alberta's famous Lori Brown, she said, listen again. And so I listened again. And on that listen, I was thinking so heavily about my dad, who had passed about a year earlier.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, this is a song about my dad, because so many times in my lifetime, Dad would say, guys, I'm going to church on a Sunday morning. And what it meant was he was going fishing.
Going fishing. And I love it.
And so when you say that, I was like, man, that's exactly why I picked the song up, because it was so much about my dad that I made the connection there.
Gives me chills, man. Like, my first memory of fishing was my dad handing me, remember those little plastic fishing rods we used to get when we were little?
I got a couple at home right now for my kids.
And whatever fish I caught decided I didn't need that anymore and tore it right out of my hand and into the canal in Ottawa.
Actually, I remember one time when we were kids, my brother was using a stick with a minnow tied to the end of the string, and he threw the stick out because he got tired because he couldn't catch anything. And then a bird came down and picked it up and flew off with his stick. So he got a bird instead of a fish that day.
You know what? Any day on the water or standing on a shoreline, whether you catch something or not, that's a great day.
It's kind of never really about the fish. I mean, it's great when you catch something. It adds some excitement, but it's just that I think the opportunity to hang in the sunshine on a good day and just be with somebody you love, you know?
Amen. Well, I was taking a look at your website, and I see you've got some dates at it. It's got to feel good to get back out there and actually start performing live again.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been a bit of a weird couple of years.
Yeah.
But to kind of be back at it and getting to play for folks again the last couple of months has been wonderful. And I'm just elated to be able to kind of get out of that, whatever that woods was behind us. And, you know, albeit there's still, you know, we're still got sickness and colds going around, as long as people respect each other and you know, either stay home. And I mean, I got kids, right? So I'm like,
oh, I hear you.
The other day, so.
I hear you. My wife works in long-term care, so we're very, very careful. Got to take care of our seniors, you know?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, I see you're playing the Pigeon Lake Music Festival. Have you played that one?
It's going to be a first time for me. I've not been there, but it looks like a killer lineup, like some great Canadian artists.
Yeah. Now let's talk about that brand new single, Go Girl.
Yeah, Go Girl. That's another one. Another song pitched our way. And actually, Mike Denny, the manager over at the label, he said, Don, this one's your song. And I heard it and I loved it right away. It was so catchy, so fun. And I got to thinking about, you know, people in my life, some of my pals who have been through relationships that were just heartbreaking, and yet at the same time, they wished each other well. And, you know, I've been married for almost 20 years, so it's been a long time since I've been in that sort of boat. But
Hang on a second. You've been married for 20 years?
Dude, it's been 20 years. Feels like 30 most days.
Yeah, but you're aging ridiculously well, man. I'm looking at photos going, no way.
Well, yeah, we got married pretty young, though. We were 24 when we got married.
No kidding. Good for you, buddy. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Did I say 18 years? You've been together for 20 years. 18 years married, yeah. But, it's been... So this song, too, I feel like there's something so... that for me, that feels... It's okay to have a relationship end and wish each other well and continue to treat each other better, you know, and treat each other fine. And I think so many times people end their relationships and it's toxic and awful. We've avoided each other. Whereas this song says, no, let's wish each other well and cherish what we had, you know, and I love that sentiment. I think a mature heart can look through that and go, you know, we learned some things through this, and I think our lives can be better because we've learned those things. Hopefully you learned things, you know.
Well, I try to learn something new every day, but that's a struggle because at my age, I forget stuff quicker than I remember it.
Right. Well, man, I'm halfway there, I think.
Well, let's get you to introduce this brand new song because I think it is fantastic.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, Go Girl. I hope you all dig it. It's just came out a couple weeks ago. It's been streamed like incredibly well so far, and So thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in here to listen to the new one.
Go Beautiful. And where can we find you online before we say goodbye?
You know, the easiest way to find me is if you go to donamero.ca. All my Instagram, Twitter, all the stuff, so the links are on there. But yeah, I'm all over the place. Not hard to find.
Well, you're an absolute beauty. I truly appreciate you coming on the show this morning. And this is Go Girl, Don Amaro on the Windspeaker Radio Network.